The US President Donald Trump is nothing if not unconventional, and he's proved it again with his latest threat to impose tariffs on Mexico. Tariffs are usually reserved for trade disputes, but President Trump says unless Mexico does more to stop large numbers of Central American immigrants, a 5% tax on all Mexican goods will be imposed on the 10th of June. Mexico has dispatched an emergency delegation to Washington, while US business groups are begging the president to reconsider. North America correspondent Connor Duffy reports.
In late-night tweets, the president revealed what he called his big league plans to try and force Mexico to impose greater security at its southern border. If it doesn't act, he says a 5% tariff will be imposed on June 10 and will increase by 5% every month until reaching a ceiling of 25%. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says it's imperative Mexico helps stop the waves of Central American immigrants overwhelming the southern border.
They have the ability to stop it. They also have the legal authority to return them back home, something we don't have here in the United States. This is imperative. If they take that action, it will make a huge difference, and we're simply asking them to do that.
The announcement came as the U.S. Border Patrol, which has intelligence that Mexico's infamous drug cartels control the people smuggling trade, released video from El Paso, Texas, of what it says is the largest single group of illegal immigrants to try and enter America.
Just this week, we had over 1,000 people that moved as a massive group through Mexico and came to our border. Untouched. They could have easily broken up this group, arrested them, or sent them back home, and they didn't do anything. We're asking Mexico to enforce their own laws.
White House aides say with Democrats unwilling to negotiate on the president's border wall, they've been forced into an unorthodox approach. They're confident Mexico may make concessions before the June 10 deadline, but Sarah Sanders says either way, they plan on forcing the issue.
We don't know who's coming in, and we can't process them, and we're being totally overrun as we're seeing the numbers get worse and worse. The president has a constitutional obligation to step up and do something.
Mexico has sent an emergency delegation to Washington, and its president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, also warned he's not a coward.
I believe that public opinion, both in Mexico and in the United States, will support free trade and not in favour of measures impeding free trade. I don't believe they will be supporting taxes, tariffs, or closing our economies.
Both sides of politics condemned the president's move, as well as business groups worried about provoking the country's third biggest trading partner. Neil Bradley is with the influential U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
A tariff is nothing more than a tax, right? And so at 5%, that's $17 billion in additional taxes on American consumers and businesses. That won't do anything to keep someone from crossing the border. First and foremost, we'd like to convince the administration that this is the wrong approach, and we're sharing with them the economic data of the potential impacts. We're also looking at our legal options.
Another diplomatic stoush with a twist of reality television drama ticking toward a swift deadline. This is Connor Duffy in Washington for AM.